Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing alright. I got an email this morning. It was kind of work related, I guess, but how can I kind of talk about it in so many words? It was kind of unnecessary, I guess, and I know, like, it's like most of it isn't me. I'm talking vague because I don't really want to get too specific. Yeah, emails that just kind of put you in a funk. It annoys me, and it shouldn't. I guess that's the point. Things that annoy you, but they really shouldn't. I'm trying to not let it affect my mood, I guess, is the outcome. So with that aside, I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. I was going to go to the gym yesterday, but I opted to go tonight. The reason that I didn't go yesterday because my wife worked, and if I wanted to go, I would have went once the kids went to bed, which I've done before, but I usually kind of feel really tired by that point. If I'm gonna go, I like to go right after work, because even then I'm still tired, but I can kind of get through a workout session. Whereas if I come home and then, you know, I help put the kids to bed and then I go, I'm just kind of pretty beat by then. So yeah, I opted not to go last night, but I have my gym stuff with me and I'll be going tonight. So I probably need to burn off a bit of stress too, which yeah, it's good. If you're feeling stressed, go work out. I find that it's a great stress reliever. I know it's kind of common sense, but hopefully I can convince at least one person if they're feeling stressed at work to just go work out, because I find that's really helped with my mood overall. So last night, I watched the latest episode of John Oliver. I always love his stuff. He had a show on automation, which it's really fascinating how Trump is saying that, you know, he's trying to bring jobs back to America because they're all going to China. But if you read reports in China, people are losing their jobs there because they're automating the process. And I think we can paint that process kind of grim and scary, like we're not going to have jobs in the future. But then I think on the other hand, like, what if we lived in a society where we didn't have to work? It's kind of a radical way of thinking. Would we get to a point in society where tasks were all automated for us? And then what would we do as a society other than work? I mean, work is such a huge part of our lives. Like, we spend so much time doing it. Were we designed to live this way? I don't know. I would really like to work less. I think I would be a lot happier if I didn't have to work so much, if I could spend more time with my family. It's crazy that I spend more time with my workmates than I do with my wife and kids. Like, the more you start thinking about the concept of work, the more kind of crazier it sounds, right? But I guess it just kind of goes back to human nature and, the cavemen were probably hunting like 12 hours a day, and they only return to kind of get some rest and see their family. But yeah, as things get automated and robots become more sophisticated, I think in like 20 years, maybe the concept of work might have to be rethought. And John Oliver did a good job of kind of talking about the pros and cons of automation. While it seems scary, we've had kind of technical revolutions in the past that have only bettered our lives. So, it does seem doom and gloom, but you kind of learn new skills and you adapt, right? That's one thing that we're generally good at as human beings, is the ability to adapt. Other than that, I started to play around with a bit more with OBS, which is I think it's primarily a video streaming software, but I've been messing around with it for our podcast, which I chatted a bit briefly yesterday. But the more I dig into that software, the cooler and kind of the possibilities of doing production on it seem kind of endless. I created a little video intro for our podcast, so I kind of have the ability to insert that at the beginning and then kind of fade to, you can set up like certain scenes, which are like configurations of, the way you want your video to be presented. So in one scene I have like gameplay footage on the left, and a webcam on the right, and then I can switch scenes so that the webcam has more of a dominant focus and the gameplay is kind of tucked in the corner. Really neat stuff. Stuff that probably to purchase that kind of equipment 20 years ago would be like hundreds of thousands of dollars, but now we have the ability to do it on a pretty relatively low powered computer, so that's pretty neat. So with that, wrap up this episode. I hope you guys have a good day. Chat to you again tomorrow.